RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, along with the biggest names, greatest guests, and listener interaction on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
We are off and running on a Saturday morning, December 27th, 2025. Judson Richards in for David Hahn today. Bruce Levine, hard to believe, the last Inside the Clubhouse of 2025. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Judson. And yeah, last Inside the Clubhouse of this year. And we are going to ask you to be part of our interactive show, which is every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, talking Chicago baseball here. Our ask of you today is to give us your Chicago players of the year, White Sox, Cubs. Who were your most dominant players for each team? We'll give you our ideas at some time or another during the show, but we're going to ask that as a part of our last show of 2025. And
Bruce,
more importantly,
can I ask you a question, Bruce? Did you make every single show? Did you Iron Man this thing in 2025?
I don't know.
I mean, this like is, you did.
So this is starting our 13th year of Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. I think I've missed...
Because here's what I know about you, Bruce.
Because of Jewish holidays, I probably missed three or four during that time.
Listen, you and I did a show, and you were in Las Vegas. Vegas, baby. And right. You still made sure that you were here on every single Saturday. I just feel like you haven't missed
Mitch
one.
Mitch Rosen told me that if I'm not here, I'll be replaced. So that's incentive enough for me. But, you know, as we digress here, the show today, we're going to feature a couple of guests for you at 9:30. We're going to have Dave Keller, who is a special assistant to Chris Getz, and basic duties are international scouting. He'll talk about the latest signing of Murakami with the Chicago White Sox. That was the big news this week. We'll talk a lot about that today. And then Ned Colletti, a Franklin Park, Illinois friend of ours who has had a huge career in baseball, starting out with the Chicago Cubs in the early 1980s, working his way all the way up to general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now the general manager of Team Italy in the WBC coming up. So a lot to talk to Ned about. Always great catching up with him as well. Your calls at 312-644-6767.
Yeah, if you want to jump in again, Munetaka Murakami is a really, really interesting signing by the White Sox. You want to react to that? Let's do it. Also, this Cubs offseason, this free agency,
What could they be doing? Jump on in, 312-644-6767. Let's begin with the big signing on the south side. Bruce, it was Munetaka Murakami and a player that you talk about pure unadulterated power for this guy. He hit 56 home runs in 2022. I mean, he's, you know, he's 8 seasons, began 19 years old in the NPB. This is a pretty, pretty big-time signing for the White Sox. Surprised a lot of people.
It really did, and I think the Major League Baseball, probably nation, was most surprised about the fact that it was only a 2-year contract for somebody that was projected at age 25 to get a 5 or 6 year deal coming out of Japan as the top power hitter out of that country. So, you know, they were looking at the contract, Judson, like it was a mini Ohtani type contract to sign here as a free agent. It didn't work out that way. And there's a number of reasons why. We can start by looking at that. But what you point out is true. It's huge power from a left-handed hitter who most people will agree has not peaked out, just starting this year, 25 into age 26.
Yeah, he'll be 26 in February. 246 home runs in 8 seasons in the NPB. And again, 36 home runs as a 19-year-old in 2019, 56 home runs in 2022. That broke the record for a Japan-born player set in 1964 by Sadaharu Oh. Anytime you are in that type of company. But again, a lot of people were surprised by the contract, and there are concerns about the ability to catch up to the fastball. The swing and miss rate is incredibly high. Chris Getz addressed that in his press conference about the infrastructure the White Sox will have for him.
It's vital that we're able to provide the support that he needs, and you know, it's beyond just an interpreter. You know, you're talking about we're talking about food. We're talking about you know, training techniques. You know, making sure that you know he's provided everything he needs to be the best athlete that he can be. We're continuing to have those conversations with Mooney and his representatives to make sure that we can make this as seamless as possible. But we know that, you know, that support is vital, and we're determined to support him in the way that it needs to be done.
You know, Bruce, you got to think that with the amount of money that he signed for, I think there would have been a lot of other opportunities around Major League Baseball. You feel like Mooney may have just selected the White Sox because he knows that he will be leaned upon to be a middle-of-the-order hitter. And this was a team, the White Sox, 23rd in home runs last year, 28th in slugging percentage. That was third worst in all of Major League Baseball. They need power. They need a left-handed power bat. And you feel like as a young guy, going to be 26 in February, Mooney chose the White Sox because he wants to be a big-time hitter for
I don't have the same take on it. I mean, I think it ends up, in my opinion, being perfect for the player and perfect for the team. It's only a 2-year commitment. It gives the player who expected a longer-term deal for a lot more money to prove that he can hit major league pitching. So you have 2 years to work in the White Sox in a ballpark that's very home run favorable, especially for a guy with big power like him, and then to go in the middle of the lineup with Montgomery. You know, that's exciting for the White Sox and for White Sox fans. But to me, it was more about the White Sox swooped in and offer this short-term deal because he didn't see this long-term contract that they were looking for. And basically, they were running out of time, so they needed to get a team. This worked out well for the White Sox. At his age, with his abilities, it's a perfect fit for them, and it's a tremendous marketing possibility, as Chris Getz talked about convincing Jerry Reinsdorf that this was the right move.
Got Jerry up to speed on you know the reality of bringing in Mooney, and the more he was, you know, hearing from me and Brooks as well on the marketing front and the international impact that it can have, than bringing in someone as significant as Mooney, you know, led us to get to the finish line, and a lot of that was the support from Jerry at the end.
394 on base percentage, 557 slugging percentage. Again, 25 years of age as Minnetaka Murakami joins the White Sox. That was Chris Getz talking about the decision of going ahead and get him. You want to jump in? It's Inside the Clubhouse. Our last one of 2025. Here's Bruce Levine, Judson Richards in for David Haugh this morning. 312-644-6767. We'll get to Tatsuya Imai in just a moment. But Bruce, middle of the order guy, right? I mean, expectations, can we put some numbers on what we think Murakami is going to be, or are we somewhat living in the great unknown?
No, I don't think we can project it. If you're going to project his home runs, I'd like to be able to project his contact rate and strikeouts. So those are the things that are going to determine how many home runs he has. You know, is he going to make enough contact? You know, there is some concern from other teams about the fact that in the zone there was a high whiff rate, and the fact that velocity in Major League Baseball might be an issue. We don't know that yet. But I would say that, first of all, position-wise, he played a lot of third base in Japan. He's not going to play third base to start with the White Sox. They're projecting him to be their first baseman. They didn't have a first baseman last year. A lot of games I thought were lost because after they traded Vaughn, who was only an average first baseman, first base defensively deteriorated for the White Sox to the point where some of the guys that were in there couldn't even find the base when they were trying to get just general 5-3, 6-3 putouts.
Yep.
So I think he should be fine over there. He won't be, you know, he won't be an eyesore playing first base there. And, you know, you project him to play the 150 to 160 games. And we'll see how he does against left-handed pitching. But in general, I think this is an upgrade for the White Sox. It's certainly this, Judson, going along with them getting the number one pick in the draft, this gives a lot of positive feeling about what's going on the South Side, something they needed desperately.
I heard Steve Phillips say on the MLB Network that his swing and miss rate would have led all of Major League Baseball, but also his hard hit rate would have led all of Major League Baseball as well. His exit velocity would have been fifth best. How exactly does that carry over?
I mean, he only played 55 games last year.
Yeah. But he had 22 home runs in those 55?
Yeah. So I'm not using last year as an example. I don't think so. You know, when you miss almost 100 games, I'm not using that. I'm going to look back at his other years and the fact that at 24 and 25, and this year 25 and 26, the guy is still evolving, no matter whether it's Major League pitching or Japan. He's evolving. And the quality of pitching in Japan is, as we're watching many pitchers starting to come over here to the United States, a much better version of itself than it had been in the past.
Again, Dave Keller, who was mentioned by Chris Getz in the press conference by name, of course, for a big, big hand, perhaps the biggest in landing Murakami. David Keller will join us, special assistant to vice president and general manager of the White Sox. Dave will join us coming up at 9:30. Ned Coletti will join us coming up at 10:30 this morning. Let's talk about a name that is still waiting. We're still waiting to see where he ends up going, Bruce, and Tatsuya Imai. That the Cubs, it was the Yankees, but it feels a little bit like the Yankees may be out of it. We're running out of days here, Bruce, until we find out where Imai goes.
Well, Scott Boras has been very stealth about the idea of negotiating with teams and the information not getting out. Normally, we have more teams, more information about where players may be going. I have some information about Bregman that we'll bring up here pretty quickly about who he's been talking to, what are the possibilities for him with the Cubs. But with Imai, he has to sign a contract by January 2nd. So he's running out of time here. The Cubs have been mentioned. I started mentioning the Cubs with Imai back in November. In September when I knew that he was going to be coming out and posting. Again, Imai, is he going to be the latest version of a Yamamoto, or is that a bridge too far? You know, Yamamoto is not only a great Japanese pitcher, he's probably the top two or three pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. So are you getting that, or are you talking yourself into a Japanese player because that's the hot commodity right now? And are there so many more American players that you could be going after instead of spending money on a 4 or 5 year deal and the posting fee to sign Imai?
Yeah, Imai, a 1.92 ERA last year with the Cebu Lions, a three-time All-Star there. I learn a lot about this stuff from Cubs 360 from you, and according to Lance Brozdowski, why he's so effective, kind of a 95 guy, can run it up to 98, 99. He's got a very low release height, so the ball looks flat, comes out, and can be difficult to get to his fastball and really where his pitches are and his release point where it comes out of his hand.
Right. Again, the proof is in the pudding, and if you're going to go 4 or 5 years like people are projecting, and again, who are these people and what are they basing it on?
Right.
The information on Imai and other teams, very minimal, okay? We've heard Yankees, Cubs in recent weeks. Some of the people I've talked to that are connected with the Yankees, you know, there's a big maybe about Imai.
Yeah,
going
no doubt.
There.
And by the way, you know, I look at the Cubs rotation just as far as talking about needs. We'll get to the phone calls in a moment. 312-644-6767. And you got Cade Horton, Matthew Boyd, Jameson Taillon, Shota Imanaga, Justin Steele will be back at some point in the first half. Versus the loss of Kyle Tucker and the bat is no longer there. I don't know if we're looking at the Cubs spending money on two big free agents, if it's just one. I tend to lean more towards spending that money on a big position player, a bat that can hit in the middle of the order versus a starting pitcher.
So there's a couple ways to look at it. If you sign another starting pitcher, then theoretically you have a starting pitcher to trade.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you trade Boyd? Yes, you can. Do you want to trade Boyd? Maybe not. Do you want to trade one of the other starters? I think by June, you're allowed to trade Imanaga after signing the way that he did. I think you're allowed to after the middle of the year. Are there other Cub pitchers that you would trade to try to get back some inventory to help your outfield or your bench or your bullpen? Would you trade a starter for a bullpen guy? So these are some of the things that you look at when you start adding inventory from other areas like free agency.
Let's go to the phones. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards, Bruce Levine with you on a Saturday morning on Inside the Clubhouse. George is with us in Merrillville. Hey, George, what's going on?
How you doing?
Doing well, George.
My question was, are the Cubs pursuing Bregman, and why are all these top-name pitchers being signed and the Cubs aren't pursuing any of them? And the last question I have is, do you think they would bring Bellinger back for maybe an outfield or first base or DH spot?
Well, I think it would be popular to bring Bellinger back, but he's going to want, after a very good year with the Yankees, making $30 million over the last 3-4 years, he's probably going to want 6 years, 5, 6, 7 years at $30 to $35 million a year. So it's probably he's looking at a $200 million contract. Is there somebody like the Cubs, the Blue Jays, the Giants that will give him that money? I think those are teams you look at for Bellinger. I've heard a lot of talk about Bellinger. I talked to him at the end of the year, Judson. He said, you know, he loved his time in Chicago. He's looking forward to being a free agent again. But again, good success with the Cubs, good success with the Yankees. There's the sentiment out there in the know-it-all baseball types is that they'll be probably between the Yankees and Mets, a bidding war for Bellinger and or Tucker, right?
Yeah, I was going to say those two, they feel, I wouldn't say similar, just because Tucker has a better resume, at least recently.
Not defensively.
Yeah, that's true. And if you go earlier, Cody Bellinger with Rookie of the Year and an MVP under his belt. But it does feel like they're, you know, similar spending, similar players, being an outfielder, left-handed right. bat. You haven't heard much at all about Kyle Tucker. At least I haven't. You've probably heard more than that. And, you know, is there any world that we are in currently where we could see Kyle Tucker back with the Cubs, or do you feel like that ship has completely sailed?
I don't think it's completely sailed, but it would have to come back on a Bellinger-like 3-year deal with an opt-out.
Which doesn't feel likely.
No, it just depends on whether Tucker is going to hear the projected 10-year, $400 million contract that Jim Bowden on MLB Network had him making this year. I haven't heard any contract talk like that. Okay.
No. And in fact, Scott Boras has had to settle, once you say, quite a bit for the shorter, you know, perhaps higher AAV, and allow players to do exactly what Alex Bregman just did.
Well, and that's what Bellinger did too.
Yeah.
You know, he did that twice. You know, he had shorter term deals. You know, as you point out, Bregman signed a 3-year, $120 million contract with Boston with an opt out. Had a good year when he was on the field. He missed 47 games, but, you know, put up an 800 OPS during his time on the field. You know, considered one of the top players of that position in the game. So,
were you surprised he opted out, by the way? Speaking of Alex Bregman,
yeah.
You know, $40 million a year for a guy who's, you know, he's going to be 32 in March. Undersized guy. I know that shouldn't hold too much against him. I guess I just feel like an undersized guy aging, that the power may not continue the way that it is. But $40 million
he would have had
$120 million
after the contract, but he would have been looking for a new contract at age 35.
Sure.
So do you take less for a longer period of time
right.
now,
right,
or settle for that $120 million for the 3 years. So their objective is maybe he only gets $30 million a year, but it's for 5 or 6 years, right?
He hit .273, 18 home runs, 62 RBIs, and you mentioned 114 games played, right? At .821 ops, 128 ops plus. He had a nice season. I certainly don't think it's a $40 million a year season. I don't think he's looking towards any sort of a big deal. And it's, you know, it's interesting kind of as Jed Hoyer plays this thing, as the closer we get to spring training in February, where dominoes begin to fall, and these players, do they find themselves with less options and more likely to fall in line of what would be considered a GM-friendly deal versus what Alex Bregman, Scott Boras, and all the agents are looking for, right?
Yeah, they're very interesting concepts, and we'll continue the conversation about the Cubs, Sox, everything next. Coming up, Dave Keller, international expert on the Chicago White Sox, to explain a little bit about the signing of Murakami and his coming to the United States. He's Judson. I'm Bruce. We're here with you till 11 o'clock talking baseball on Inside the Clubhouse.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To signal that, you know, when we identify a player that we feel like has a chance to really come into the organization and fit with what we're trying to accomplish, you know, I have a conversation with Jerry about it. And in this case, you know, the more we talked about it, obviously talking about Mooney and what he's capable of doing on the field, the international connection, he got more and more excited. And we were fortunate to be able to get to the finish line. So we'll continue to as players come up and find ways to improve this club, those conversations will continue to happen.
That was White Sox GM Chris Getz talking about the signing of left-handed slugger Munetaka Murakami, Judson Richards, and Bruce Levine. Back here with you on Inside the Clubhouse. Getz, join us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today.
We are pleased to bring in David Keller, special assistant to general manager Chris Getz, and a jack of many trades, including international scouting. Pretty much responsible for a lot of the information on this latest signing of Murakami with the White Sox. David, welcome in. Happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks for taking some time out today.
You got it, Bruce. Good to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the scouting of Mooney Murakami and the way that he ended up with the Chicago White Sox. Talk about how you and the White Sox scouting infrastructure look at a Japanese player like him.
Yeah, so I think it's first and foremost important to identify that I've had the ability to watch Mooney play for the last several years with my previous employer and had the opportunity to explore the MPB market with them prior to coming to the White Sox. And then once I arrived, Chris and I talked about expanding our presence internationally and doing so in foreign professional leagues like the MPB and KBO and what it would look like to do that. All credit goes to Chris and Jerry and the rest of our leadership group in putting a plan together that allowed us to hire a scout in Japan so that we could have eyes on those players on a consistent basis. And then when myself or others make trips over to the Pac Rim, we would have information going into those scouting trips.
David, how closely has the MPB and Japanese baseball gotten to matching the level of Major League Baseball?
Well, it's interesting, right? There is no greater league than Major League Baseball. What I would tell you is that the MPB, because of the quality of arms that they can run out on any given night, it can look like a major league game from that perspective. You really boil it down to the hitter pitcher confrontation. And when the guy on the mound is throwing 96, 97 with plus secondary stuff and the ability to command the baseball, it can look very much like a major league game. Now from the offensive side of the ball, it's not as power oriented. It's a different type of baseball game. It's more contact driven. It's more skill driven. And because of that, offensively, it can look like a slightly lesser level at times. But there are great players not just in the MPB, but also in the KBO and in the Taiwanese Professional League as well.
Chris Getz talked about the infrastructure and the support of a player coming over from Japan. As we know, everybody is different. Everybody at age maybe 25, going to be 26, might react differently to moving to another country. How do you do the makeup part of a foreign player and assure yourself that this is somebody that fits in with the Chicago White Sox and that you're going to be able to support him the way that he needs to be supported to get the optimum amount of ability out of him?
No, that's a great question. I mean, it starts with hiring somebody who is native to that country and who's boots on the ground at all times. In this case, for us, it's Satoshi Takahashi. Satoshi did an unbelievable job creating relationships, building relationships, so that he could ask all sorts of questions about Mooney and other players of interest. He was able to share that information with me while I was there in August and the beginning part of September. We had the opportunity to meet with translators, trainers, people who had been around specific players, including Mooney, for a long period of time and knew them better, far better than we ever could. We were able to ask important questions, and then the power of observation, watching how Mooney goes about everything from pregame work to how he interacts with his coaches and teammates, what happens when things don't necessarily break his way in a competitive situation. And so we felt like our process on the makeup side was exhaustive. And, you know, I think that was confirmed the further along we got in this process with Mooney and his representatives, that we're getting a high character guy, someone who cares a lot about winning, cares a lot about his teammates, and is willing to put in the work to be the best possible version of himself that he can be.
We're joined by David Keller, Special Assistant to the Vice President and General Manager Chris Getz. And David, of course, just last year headed up the international scouting operation for the White Sox, had an enormous hand in the signing of Munetaka Murakami, the left-handed slugger that has joined the South Side. David, the contract, 2 years, $34 million, surprised some people. I'm sure you're well aware of that. There were you know, numbers getting up over $100 million. Why do you think he came in at that value for you? What areas of his game do you hope to really improve him upon so he can continue, you know, really that slugging percentage that was so high in Japan?
Yeah, so I think the most important job with scouting is identifying players, evaluating them properly, and then assigning value to them. And, you know, I think there are a lot of market factors that go into what happened with Mooney's situation. All I can tell you is that I think we're excited to bring him in at the number that we were able to bring him in at. There are opportunities when you evaluate players to not just look at what they do very well, but also be critical of some things and some areas where they can improve upon. And for us, we wanted to focus on what it was that Mooney does really, really well. Take a look at the areas that we think are potential growth opportunities for him, and then evaluate ourselves and try and figure out if there's a way that we can unlock or tap into some of those things where we feel like he can get better. And this is a special case where all of those things kind of lined up for us. And we were able to get a player that fit for us from a budgetary standpoint and also from a talent standpoint, to where we think we're getting a really good player who's going to be impactful during his time on the South Side.
David, one little nugget about the fact that manager Will Venable of the White Sox spent some time in Japan when he was growing up, when his father Max was playing there, and also at Princeton wrote a paper about and his thesis about comparative cultures in Japan, the United States. So I don't know if that went into the mix of you signing Murakami here, but it certainly sounds like it's going to help with the understanding of the culture.
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, Will's tremendous. He's really good at what he does. He's an unbelievable connector of people. He understands cultures and relationships at a very high level. And his experience in Japan only aided us in the courting process, and I think will continue to be beneficial as we watch Mooney transition to Major League Baseball and to the Chicago White Sox. It should also be noted that Josh Barfield, one of our assistant GMs, has spent time in Japan growing up as well. And we have an analyst in our R&D department, Wataru Ando, who is Japanese and was currently in Japan while we were going through this process. So we have a lot of different ties to the Japanese market, and I think all of them will be beneficial as we move forward and watch Mooney play for the White Sox.
David, you know that the White Sox have lost 100 games three consecutive years, but also we saw what Colson Montgomery came up and did. The White Sox just landed the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. Murakami is a very, very exciting player, also coming to the South Side. If you could speak to White Sox fans, what should give them hope that things are heading in the right direction for this organization?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time to be a part of the White Sox. I've said to many friends, one of the things that excited me about the opportunity to come work with Chris and the rest of our staff was the opportunity in front of us. It's a challenge. And as a competitor, I think you're always looking for those competitive outlets. And you just stated a lot of reasons to be excited. It's not just Colson Montgomery coming up and playing really well. It's Kyle Teal, who we acquired in the Garrett Crochet trade. It's Chase Mydroff. It's feeling like there are still things that we can tap into with Willie Robert to get him to the next level. We've got a young team, a team that I believe, led by Will and his staff, is hungry to get better. And we've got some foundational pieces in my mind that we saw on display in the second half of the season that give us optimism that 2026 is going to be better than 2025. And when you mix in Mooney, Murakami, the number one overall pick in the draft, and the financial ability that gives you throughout the entire draft, we have some real things to look to, point towards, to be excited about. In addition to players who are coming through our system like Noah Schultz and Braden Montgomery and Sam Antonacci and Hagen Smith, it's an exciting time to be a part of this organization, and I'm really, really I'm excited to get to spring training and see what it all looks like.
David, before we let you go, and thank you so much for joining Judson and I and Inside the Clubhouse today, when you look at the quote-unquote maybe next great Japanese pitcher in Imai coming over and having to be posted by January 2nd, you spent a lot of time there. What do you think his ability level will play like in the United States when he decides where to go? Is it fair to compare him to Ohtani and Yamamoto because he's coming over from Japan and he's the next guy that everybody is focusing on? Or is this a different type of pitcher with different ability?
Yeah, so I think it's always dangerous when you get into the comparison game. I think, I was asked questions about Mooney and who he compared to in Major League Baseball. And my response was, I expect Mooney to be himself. And I would say the same thing about Imai. We're talking about a guy who can run the fastball up to 99. He's got a slider and a split. He throws a curveball from time to time. He's definitely got major league ability in my evaluation, or in my opinion. But, to compare him to somebody like Ohtani or Yamamoto, and as good as those guys have been, I think would probably be unfair to him. I do expect him to be a good pitcher at the major league level. The extent to that remains to be seen. But obviously, we've spent a lot of time evaluating him and trying to understand what his ceiling might be, and also what some challenges might be for him as well.
David, we appreciate this very much. Enjoy your travels. I know you're in Costa Rica right now, and we're very appreciative for the great sell volume that you were able to give us, as well as your expertise. Have great holidays, and all the best to you and your family.
I appreciate it, Bruce. Happy holidays to you guys, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, David. All right, enjoyed that. Wow, you know, it's one of the most fascinating parts of the game because it has become such a world game. But how do you scout it or compare it to where it began and how we play it here and how they're going to match up?
It's funny how we, you know, as David pointed out, we demand comps and we demand top quality play because the money is given out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, whether a guy's making $150 million or $1 million, it shouldn't apply to expectations, yet it does, right? That's why you're paying him all the money. Again, his information on both players, you know, talking about Murakami and then Imai at the end is really valuable because it gives you the information about the individual as well as the player that is expected to be here, which is so essential to how they're going to be able to function in a new country.
Yeah, for example, Alex Bregman just got paid $40 million in 2025. He had 18 home runs, 62 RBIs. I feel pretty confident from what I've seen, you know, two-time MVP in Munetaki Murakami, that he can match those numbers. I believe that the White Sox are going to get great value. It sounded like David thought so as well, but we'll have to wait and see about what comes up in 2026. Speaking of that, Bruce, coming up next, who were the Cubs and White Sox top performers in 2025? We will look back as that new year is quickly approaching. Judson Richards, he is Bruce Levine with you on Inside the Clubhouse on 670.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
The 0-1 to Crow Armstrong. Swinging a drive, center field and deep. Back goes Edmund. Back near the fence. It's got a chance. Gone. feet. Crow Armstrong with a long home run, his second of the game. And the kid from Sherman Oaks, which is about 30 miles away from here, is putting on a show in front of friends and family. What a blast for Pete. Here's a drive left center, trouble on the run, and Pete Crow Armstrong makes a sensational catch. Unbelievable. He came out of nowhere. It was a liner more toward left than it was toward center. I had my eye on Ian Happ running at the last second. Pete Crow Armstrong flew into my vision, and he made a diving catch. What a play.
I don't know what shoes he's wearing, but they got to be sizzling hot as fast as he was moving.
Oh, it is so good to hear the voices of Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, of course. So those games are right here on 6-7 The Score. You can feel the warmth of the sunshine on your backs listening to Pat and Ron. He is Bruce Levine. I'm Judson Richards. In for David Hahn today on Inside the Clubhouse. Gosh, Bruce, does it make it feel like it's just around the corner?
No. We got 46 days left till spring training. Not that I'm counting.
That's funny.
46 days.
46?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make it feel like it's close?
It's so odd now to be at some Super Bowl gathering, and then the next day spring training starts.
Yeah.
That's how the NFL has so stealthily and brilliantly stretched out their game to cover 9 months out
nine
of the
months.
Year.
Yeah. Yeah, now 7 days a week those 9 months.
Brilliant marketing people for their sport. But the reality of who is your Chicago player of the year? If you're a Sox fan, if you're a Cub fan, 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls up until 11 o'clock.
Bruce, do you want to begin? Let's begin. You know, it almost feels kind of obvious, but then perhaps it's not, right? I don't want to assume anything. Now, those were highlights, obviously, Pete Crow Armstrong coming back in. But would it be your top performer? Would you go ahead and give it to PCA, the Cubs center fielder?
No, I would not. My top performer for the Cubs would be Nico Hoerner. And I don't know how many other people would look at it that way, but to me, the top performer of the year is a guy that consistently helped you win. And PCA did, even though he wasn't hitting in the last 3 months of the year. He consistently helped the team win by putting out there the best defense in the game at any position. I don't care that he didn't win the Platinum Glove. He should have, because nobody kept runs from scoring. No one kept base runners from going extra bases more than Pete Crow Armstrong. So maybe I'm prejudiced because I get to see all the White Sox and Cubs games, but to me, that is an element. But all around, Judson, I would say that Nico Hoerner's performance as a defender, a base runner, a hitter with men in scoring position, tops in Major League Baseball. The intelligence he brings to the defensive position, the intelligence he brings to his base running, all the way around would be my choice. I'm sure I'd get a lot of arguments, but again, I'm prejudiced because I think the all-around consistency of a player would go into me calling that player the player of the year for the Cubs.
Yeah, I would probably counter with perhaps Matthew Boyd. Not that they are both great answers. Matthew Boyd was exceptional and did so much heavy lifting, not only with the injury to Justin Steele. I mean, I'm sure really skyrocketed past the projections that the Cubs front office had, especially with his age, and then Shota Imanaga went down. So the Cubs are not in the playoffs without the season of Matthew Boyd. But Cade Horton as well, man. I mean, Cade Horton, gosh, I wish so badly he was healthy for that playoff run. But 11-4, 2.67 ERA, a 1.52 ERA in July, 1.20 in August, 1.40 in September before he got hurt.
They're all good arguments. I mean, Boyd was certainly stepped up and became the ace of the Cubs when they needed it badly. So you can make, you know, that you can, if you want to break it down to pitcher and player of the year, you can. We're not asking that. We're asking you for the Cubs and White Sox player of the year. quickly before we go to break, Colson Montgomery was my White Sox player of the year. Just coming up, the most unexpected excellence of a young Chicago player that I remember in history of either team, the idea that he came out of minor leagues having to sit out, go to Arizona, not being able to hit in the minor leagues, coming up shortly going to the major leagues, and then becoming this great home run hitter in the second half of the year.
21 home runs in 71 games, and you're right, did not break camp, and it looked like it kind of broke him. Went to Arizona, and all of a sudden, he became one of the best storylines in Major League Baseball, not just in Chicago. Colson Montgomery is my guy as well. If I were to mention one other name, Chase Meidroth, when he came up, kind of signaled the new beginning. You know, the previous regime with the White Sox, at least player-wise, it felt like there was more talent than grit. And I enjoyed watching Meidroth in a White Sox uniform because he was somewhat grit-first. May not have the most talent, but he was going to get every ounce out of it as he came up. And that was sort of the signal of the new beginning as Kyle Teal and Edgar Carroll came up. And then Colson Montgomery kind of put the exclamation point on it.
When I asked Will Venable at the winter meetings who has the ability, the leadership ability on his team, he said, well, we have a number of guys, but Meidroth sticks out to me. Mm-hmm. And Judson, just the dirty uniform, the get on base no matter what, make that defensive play. You know, it resonates with an awful lot of people. So I think that's a really good choice. That's a nice choice.
The sign of a new beginning. By the way, this afternoon, speaking of Bruce, it is Texans at the Chargers in a big AFC clash from Los Angeles. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock, kickoff at 3:30 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Then tonight, the Bulls host the Bucks at United Center. Pregame coverage coming up at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Fortress.
Very hot Bulls.
5 wins in a row for the Chicago Bulls.
Shows you what having a healthy roster might do for him.
No doubt. Bruce, coming up next, let's get into this. And we've got some phone calls, so let's try to get the phone callers as well. But who were the Cubs and White Sox top performers? We did just cover that one. But coming up next, who is Chicago bound, and who are the Cubs looking at outside of the free agent market? That's next on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass.
and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.